Graham, a really good performance, very solid, good clean sheet and a well-taken goal. You must be delighted.
Yeah, of course, yeah, delighted. I thought we were more than solid in the first half. I thought the football we played and the chances you created, we were superb. And we should have gone in at half-time in front. Maybe the start of the second half was a little bit of payback for the chances we missed. It was a great start for us. Gaz Evans finishing very well. And we came under a bit of pressure at the end, as you'd expect, away from home. A lot of long balls into our box, and the boys had to throw tactics out the window and just head the ball and get blocks in. And I thought they were superb.
Yeah, patience a key factor today.
Well, you know, we've sort of spoke about taking the lead. You know, we have took lead in numerous games this season, and how do we control the game and manage the game there? And I thought we were doing that really well until, you know, if balls are coming in from the halfway line, there's not much you can do about that apart from deal with it. So that's what we had to do. But I thought we showed a lot more composure on the ball. Didn't always try to charge forward and expose ourselves. I thought we kept the ball really well and used it wisely. But we had to defend in the last 15, 20 minutes. But I thought we got the 3 points we deserved.
What are your thoughts on what happened at the end there? With the penalty incident that saw the Leighton Orient manager sent to the stands.
Yeah, it's not a penalty. The lads dived. It should have been a free kick to us, 5 seconds before on Gaz Evans. He's not given, and the lads dived. And this is, you know, it was a hostile environment, especially in the last half an hour. And the referee made I wouldn't say made the right decision, because I didn't think it was a free kick, and it should have been half free kick 5 seconds before. So if they'd have got a penalty out of that, it'd have been a massive injustice. But if a team earns something against you, then you hold your hands up. But that would have been undeserved on us. And it was about time a bit of luck went our way, or a bit of common sense went our way, away from home.
Three positive results in the last few weeks. It gives you a good platform, doesn't it? And you're sort of going under the radar in the promotion race. Do you see it that way?
Well, 3 games ago, everyone was looking over their shoulders, weren't they, at the bottom. So, listen, we keep our focus. We don't panic. We just want to go week to week. I'm not going to change our objectives. We're going to go week to week, be competitive every single game, and see how many points we can get on the board. But we still need to make sure that we're playing in League One next year. And then we take any points after that as a bonus. And but you know, the last 3 games have been a great sign of the ability within the squad and of course the spirit.
There's not much difference points wise with you being where you are now in the table than being in the top half. What do you see you need to add to the squad maybe to get there?
I think we can add from within. I think we've got the talent within the squad. I think we've got the ability, the work ethic, the team spirit. I think we just need to get better at what we're doing with the players we have. That's how I believe so much in these players. I see them every single day, how they train, how they throw everything into the game, as you can see today. And I believe in this group that can win enough games at this level. So, you know, there won't be any major additions, because I think we've got a very good group as we have now.